welcome everyone to the Borough Roosevelt Council meeting of January 16th, 2023 at 7:21 p.m. Adequate notice of this meeting as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 3rd, 2024, which was posted on the bulletin board in the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was transmitted to the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Robert Atwood.
Here.
Mr. Lou Hesikoff is absent. Mr. Michael Hamilton.
Here.
Ms. Constance Hirschstrom. Here. Mr. Stephen Mocker.
Here.
Mr. Joseph Trammell is absent. Mayor Peggy Malkin.
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum. Okay.
So what we're going to do tonight, this is going to be an extremely short meeting, truncated meeting due to the weather and the ice. So I'm just going to have one public comment time. So I think we'll do that at the end of the meeting so that you can hear everything from the meeting and then if you want to comment. So I'm just going to go right to correspondence. We have a resignation from Council Member Robert Atwood, effective February 1st, 2024, and a resignation from Mary Tullis, effective immediately, and that Mary's resigning from as an Environmental Commission member. Minutes, we have regular meeting minutes from December 4th, 2023. Do I have a motion?
I'll move.
Second?
I'll second.
Discussion?
Roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Abstain.
Ms. Hirschstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
The first reading of 2024-01, an ordinance setting the salary range and compensation of certain officials, positions, and employees in the Borough of Roosevelt, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey. So the second reading and public hearing is scheduled for February 5th, 2024, at the Roosevelt Borough Hall, 33 North Rochdale Avenue, Roosevelt, New Jersey. So.
I'll make a motion to...
Some of our salaries were outdated. The minimum wage was raised in Jersey, and some of our ordinances have a range starting from $12 an hour. So we had to update all of those and add an additional salary for an employee that we are hiring to be our OEM coordinator, Office of Emergency Management. Do I have a...
I'll make a motion to...
Second?
I'll second it.
Discussion?
Yeah, the hourly rates were increased to meet the state regs for hourlies and also to allow us not to have to do this all the time.
So we made it for 5 years so that we don't have to keep doing it.
That's good.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hirschstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Okay. 2024-01, second year and public hearing is February 5th.
Consent agenda resolutions. We have resolution 24-30, payment of bills for January 16th, 2024. Resolution 24-31, resolution of the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt, waiving the November-December water and sewer utility billing for 5 and 6 Cedar Court. Resolution 24-32, resolution of the Borough Council of Roosevelt approving change order number 1 and number 2 and payments number 1 and number 2 to PM Construction Corporation for improvements to Pine Drive. I'd like to add that these changes don't incur any additional
cost.
Thank you. Resolution 24-33, resolution authorizing the award of a non-fair and open contract for professional landscape architect services to ETM Associates, LLC, for improvements to the Franklin Delano Roosevelt Memorial Amphitheater.
I'll make a motion to move the consent agenda.
Okay.
Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Marker?
Yes.
Consent agenda has passed, it's been adopted. Are we going to dispense with committee reports tonight? So depending on if someone has something urgent, but otherwise let's save it for 2 weeks. Okay, I just
wanted I just have a question. If we wanted to go out and get any quotes for trees that we need to come down, what budget would it go under? Because as you know, by the amphitheater budget, we don't really have anything in that that would cover anything except design. So we're waiting for bonding. So is there a line item that it can be attached to if we want to have something done before the bonding is completed? That would be my question.
Yeah, it would be in the plants and grounds, you know, public works part of the budget. But yeah, we have to look at it with George and make sure that.
So if we have a line item, you know, for that, and if you're not using it for anything else, who you have to be one to look, or is it Anna that looks? I mean, she works with him.
George should look at it really.
Yeah. Okay.
And it depends on how, you know, how much we're spending out of that line item, and we haven't done the this year's budget yet, so we'd have to, you know, kind of what when should be done. Yeah, by, well, actually the state says it should be done by like March 1st or something, March 30th, but nobody ever does because you don't always have the numbers for the state.
And the state doesn't ever pass theirs till around June. And
no.
We can't finish it until they
are. We could do a temporary budget and increase that line item.
Yeah. We're on fumes for what money we have available right now to be assessed somewhere, or to be assessed.
No, we pass temporary budgets in, you know, until the regular budget is passed.
Okay. So my question is then, does that amount that you use in that line item that get assigned to the amphitheater project?
No.
I don't think so.
It stays there. Okay.
It just stays. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to have clarification. Okay.
All right. I wanted to announce an appointment to the Environmental Commission. I'm appointing Ben Johnson as a regular member of the Roosevelt Environmental Commission. He's taking the place of
Mary
Tuller. No. Aaron Schneider.
Oh,
no.
Is he an old
Aaron
Schneider?
No.
Is an alternate.
He's fulfilling the unexpired term of Mary.
Oh, it is Mary. That's right, because we're making Ben. Ben was an alternate, and now he'll be a regular member.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. All right. New business we kind of discussed a little bit about the borough council meeting for October. We're thinking about canceling it, but can we just pick a day, and then as it gets close, I mean, it's 10 months away, as it gets closer, we'll see whether we can eliminate that meeting, or we need to find a date. So can we just put it in on the 10th, the way we have it?
Yeah.
And then we can always change it.
Well, I've already advertised.
So,
for the
3rd. For October 3rd.
So, I would prefer to wait and go closer in September.
October 3rd is.
I have to advertise.
Right. Right.
The 3rd is Rosh Hashanah, so
yeah.
Right.
we had it advertised for the 3rd. And
I know, Greg, there was a couple of dates you cannot.
Well, originally, I looked at the calendar, and we definitely. I was looking for all the Jewish holidays, so I don't know how that.
Well, that's because we did it without the calendar in front of us.
Yeah, okay.
During a council meeting.
No, I was in the office, like, looking at my calendar to make sure it didn't interfere with any holidays. Anyway, okay, so we'll leave it. If advertised as the 3rd, we'll leave it, and then as it gets closer, we can decide what to do.
Right, okay. Can you just tell me what dates you can't do? Within the first 2 weeks of October. Have
really, it's the only one that I could do other than the 3rd would be the 2nd, which is a Wednesday. Mm.
Oh, but you can't do Wednesdays.
Right. Well, Marie could do the 2nd if that's what you wanted to do.
All right.
Well,
I'm sorry. I spaced out for a second.
All right, we'll keep working on that.
Okay.
Or Monday the 30th of September, which is the Monday of that week.
Yeah.
That's a possibility.
That makes sense because we put
an extra week in September. Yeah. That's what messed it all up to begin with.
Yeah.
That's what makes it nice when there's an extra week.
We look forward to that.
We wait for that, right? There's like two a year.
Because I think you only, no, you're doing September 5th, 16th, and that would be the 30th, 2 weeks
yeah,
later.
Yeah, I don't want to do September. I'm three in September. It's a beautiful month. Yeah, let it
hang.
And we'll figure it out as we move on. Okay, I'm going to open the floor to public comment, 7:32 p.m. Mr. Public, please come to the mic.
Section 37 North Powder. I just want to thank everybody for reappointing me as CDBG representative and as the borough historian. I certainly hope to continue in doing the job satisfactorily to the council in both capacities. And I also, if I can get the list for the borough bulletin of all the of all the people who were appointed, so I could at least have that in case there's anything noteworthy to put down. Are there any changes that were made that were noteworthy? Okay.
I don't think so.
Not really. Okay.
Not real.
No, probably. There was nobody new on any board.
Nobody knew on any board. It's okay. Very good. Okay.
And the council
can
be
for
our
one subject that
okay. The only thing that was added was the Roosevelt Senior Organization that I was appointed to. I don't think that was there.
Oh, that was Lou last year. Yes. Yeah, that's the only addition.
Yeah, sure, the first one was there. Okay, maybe we'll say something about that. Okay.
Okay.
And you put an article on Connie and the seniors.
Any other? Okay. I'm going to close public portion at 7:33 p.m.
We don't need a closed session, right?
Do we need a closed session?
Not seated there.
Okay. Do I have a motion adjourned?
No, let's stay. Yeah, I'll move that.
Second.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye, aye, aye.
Okay.
Aye, aye, aye.
Good Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll love you.
7:33.